You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business. Leading to business success. Today we are speaking with Brian Blosser, Vice President of Development and Construction for the Crystal Company, the brand famous for its signature square hamburgers. Blosser oversees all real estate and construction-related operations, including the management of sale-lease packs for the more than 350 franchise and company-owned restaurants at the Crystal Company. Brian, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
The privilege is all mine, Eric, and I appreciate the time to speak to you and your constituents today.
Well, the pleasure is certainly ours. Looking forward to hearing from you. So, first of all, why should small to mid-sized companies care about energy-saving programs similar to the one Crystal implemented?
Well, it's a great question, Eric, and I would say, for those who may or may not know, lighting is one of the largest uses of energy in commercial spaces as we speak today. And because it does take so much energy to light a large parking lot, it can become very costly to anyone. And so when you take a look at mid-sized companies like ourselves looking at energy management programs, in this particular case talking about LED lighting, then what we're talking about is a way for them to reduce overall costs, make a more safe environment for their customers and also their employees, and to make sure that as they take a look, they can reduce their over costs with regards to maintenance. And what I mean by that is the life expectancy of these bulbs can be anywhere from 8 to 20 years. With current lighting solutions out there, they can become very costly, Eric. To replace a metal halide, you have to rent a bucket truck. When you get into the cost, it could be in well exceed $1,200 to $1,500 for each light that you're trying to replace. So as you take a look at these solutions that we have out there, with the length that the LED lights last, for example, you would cut back on maintenance costs as it pertains to those, as well as, again, meet the needs of the community and to the restaurants by providing a safe environment and brightening the curb appeal of those restaurants that you're trying to bring customers into.
In what ways do you believe Crystal is reducing energy?
Yeah, we've got a couple ways we're looking at. So as we take a look at our footprint, we look at, as I mentioned, with the LED lights, we reduce costs there, but we also are looking at equipment. So we're looking at energy efficient equipment as well. So as an example, we're looking at new fryers that are ENERGY STAR rated, which means that they recover quicker, they don't use as much energy to heat up when they get cooled down, and they use less oil. We've got grills that we're working with that we're looking at that are very energy efficient, that again, the recovery time on those is a very short recovery time. You don't see all these peaks and valleys that you would normally see on what would be considered older standard equipment. We're looking at energy efficiencies in our freezers and coolers and how our cooling systems work and making sure that they're at their top efficiencies. We're looking at energy saving units on HVAC units that are placed on the buildings and how they could be high efficiency so they stay, you know, colder in the summer and hotter in the winter.
How long did it take to implement the energy program, and was it a complicated process?
Yeah, we could start first with the lighting initiative. Initially, when we first decided we were going to go with the LED lighting, which is the most recent initiative that we put into place, what we did first is choose 5 restaurants to go and do a test on. And I would encourage everyone to do that that's putting lighting on their parking lot, especially with LED. You want to find out what is the cookie-cutter approach as you move forward. So as we put them on those 5 restaurants, we made adjustments to make sure that we were getting the optimal visual effect that we wanted at that restaurant, in those restaurants. Once we determined what that was, then we put our plan together. And then once we did, we ordered all the parts, and within 2 months, we had 38 restaurants done in Atlanta. So extremely rapid, extremely efficient, and we started to see the benefit right away from that. When we had the lights turned on, our customers noticed right away, as well as our employees, and it became a wonderful environment. Other such energy initiatives, again, I would highly recommend anybody using any of these reduction in energy systems that are out there, is that you pick 2 or 3 restaurants and you run a test on them. You have your what you call your control, and you also have your systems where you're doing your testing. That way you can see if the true efficiencies and the energies you're saving is real. As an example of that, if you're testing an HVAC system, you'd want to test 2 to 3 in a given market, same square footage of building, same temperatures outside, et cetera, against 2 to 3 that don't have the new system in it. And then you look at the efficiencies of those systems as you begin to run them through that test over the length of period of time that you choose, which is usually 4 to 5 months, and then you extrapolate that information to see if the true energy costs are there or whether you're just benefiting from the fact that the temperatures are cooler and that you're not seeing the initial energy savings you might expect to see. And that's on anything. I just use HVAC as an example. You'd want to do that with fryers. You'd want to do that with grills. You want to do that with refrigeration, any of those pieces. It'll be very clear in a very short period of time if you're experiencing the savings you think you might want to see and whether or not it's a good advance to move forward with the equipment that you've selected.
Certainly very helpful information there. Today we're joined by Brian Blosser, Vice President of Development and Construction for the Crystal Company, the brand famous for its signature square hamburgers, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Mr. Blosser, what are your savings today?
Yeah, so in many ways we're seeing savings. We're seeing reductions every day in our overall costs of utilities with the benefit of not only putting in HVAC systems that are efficient, but also working through with the power companies in the given areas, and we get benefits from that as well within reduced overall costs, where we sign contracts where we reduce peak times and peak months, and we start to flatten out that business. That's one way to do it. The other thing we've done is with the LED lights, as an example, we've seen the cost of the lighting program start to really come into effect. We're figuring right now, in just our early analysis, that we're going to save between, $1,100 and $1,200 per restaurant from the introduction of these lights into the system. So more savings to come as we start to get a little more up to date with the technology we use, and we start putting new grills in where we have older grills, where we begin to put in new fryers where we have older fryers. We suspect we'll start to see another significant drop in our overall utility cost by possibly 2% or greater.
And have you identified other projects that could be candidates for energy savings in the future?
Sure. I think that we would be foolish not to begin to look and work very closely with those energy companies that are in our given trade areas. So, for example, we're in the southeast footprint. In Atlanta, it's Georgia Power, or it could be the southern companies in those outlying areas that cover our footprint. So we're on a weekly basis having conversation with those folks, seeing what's new and what's coming into play. For example, just recently we had a conversation with Georgia Power, who is working with an HVAC supplier where they think they found a new combination that will allow us to reduce overall HVA costs quite considerably. They bring that to our attention. So we're going to look closely at that to see if this new technology is something that's going to help us in our footprint to further reduce costs. Some of it, though, Eric, is just simple common sense. So some of the things that we're doing here and we're implementing is the fact that we're just asking our managers to go through and our district managers to go through a setup or a turn-on process. So as an example, when they get there the first thing in the morning, instead of going and turning on all the equipment altogether, is that we have a turn-on checklist. So they may turn on their grills first, and then 20 minutes later turn on the fryers, and then 20 minutes later turn on the heat lamps, et cetera, et cetera. And follow those procedures, make sure they're following that closely. Have setbacks on the HVAC systems where during the night the temperature goes up to a higher degree, and then when you come back in the morning it sets itself back to a normal temperature. It's comfortable. If it's a 24-hour business, it gets cooler in the night. So the setback could be, set a little lower, and then during the day it could be set a little higher. So things of that nature that just are normal human practice of being able to maintain and not have those peak hours, because that's how they bill us. So, for example, if you come in the first thing in the morning, you turn on all your equipment, that is a peak kilowatt. That's what they base the rest of the day on, and that's what you get charged, and then they extrapolate that over the week. So the rule of thumb for everybody out there that's looking for energy savings, put in some practices initially to get initial upfront savings very quickly so you don't see those quick spikes, and know that that's going to be the billing going forward by the power company that's supplying you your energy.
Well, Mr. Blosser, we certainly can't appreciate the impact Crystal Restaurants are having, being energy efficient, good work in all regards. If you would tell our listeners where they can get more information about Crystal Company online and how they can be in contact accordingly.
Well, it's very easy. If you contact crystal.com, you get to our face page, you'll get to all the knowledge, be able to connect with us directly. There are ways for you to be able to then communicate directly to our 1-800 hotline on that, and you can provide us information or feedback or ask questions as you might with regards to any energy savings or any questions about Crystal in general.
Well, Mr. Blosser, thanks so much for your time today and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the best.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Eric, and have a great day. So should your listeners. Hope you have a great day and a great weekend.
And thank you so much. We've been speaking with Mr. Brian Blosser, Vice President of Development and Construction for the Crystal Company, overseeing all real estate and construction-related operations, including the management of sale-lease packs for the more than 350 franchise and company-owned restaurants at the Crystal Company. And once again, for more information, simply visit crystal.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.